Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems. 5 years ago, on August 5th of 2015, an EPA crew investigating a mine in Colorado accidentally unleashed 3 million gallons of metal-contaminated waste into the Southwest River system. Downstream, hundreds of Navajo quit farming as a result. But that's changed in recent months as the tribe became one of the hardest hit by the coronavirus. From the Fronteras Desk in Flagstaff, KJZZ's Laurel Morales has this update.
The town of Shiprock is named for a giant rock formation that appears to be sailing across the dusty desert. Many people there don't have running water, so when the Gold King mine dumped into its main water source, Shiprock chapter president Dwayne Chiliazzi says people were devastated.
The mine spill certainly had a very significant impact on our lives, our mental, emotional, spiritual health.
Water plays a critical role in Navajo ceremonies. Yazzie says when people saw the yellow sludge flow past their farms, they weren't sure what would become of their prayers, their livelihood, their families.
We as Indigenous people continue to recognize that the spiritual and the physical aspects of our life are one and the same.
And it's shocking, and it's shocked people worldwide.
Navajo researcher Brandon Francis remembers the photos of the Yellow River that went viral. Since the accident, he's tested the amount of metals that might remain in irrigation ditch water, soil, and crops.
Even though some of the levels were high, you would have to consume at least 40 servings a day over an extended period of time for the heavy metal contamination to actually affect you.
Still, many people refuse to farm. Until recently. Over the last 4 months, the Navajo Nation has gone from having the highest coronavirus infection rate in the country to a steady decline in cases. Now tribal leaders don't want members to travel to surrounding states where numbers are spiking. So Francis says more people are staying home and farming.
There has been a surge in interest. Seeds were hard to come by. They flew off the shelves just as fast as toilet paper did.
Historically, Navajos have lived off the land, but decades of assimilation, forced relocation, and dependence on federal food distribution programs changed that. The U.S. Department of Agriculture calls the Navajo Nation a food desert. People travel up to 40 miles to get their groceries, but Navajo farmer Tyrone Thompson says they don't have to.
As we've seen the shelves emptying of food and toilet paper, we kind of reconnect to our roots and some of the tools that were given by our elders and our ancestors, our planting stick and our steering sticks. Those are our weapons against hunger and poverty and sickness.
Upstream in Colorado, dozens of historic mines are still leaking, and many of them could surge, once again endangering farming on the Navajo Nation. It's an area called Bonita Peak, which includes the Gold King Mine. Peter Butler is the chairman of an advisory group that's working with the EPA to prevent another spill, like a nearby mine that's had two major blowouts in recent years.
Nobody wants to go in there and find out what's going on because, you know, who knows, the water may be backed up again. You're going back in there, and if it releases, it's a death trap.
The EPA has recognized the seriousness of the spill and made it a Superfund site. Ironically, that's created even more red tape to remediate all of the hazardous mines. It's also raised the cost. So now Butler says the question becomes,
how much are you willing to spend to try to reduce the risk of unplanned surges when there may or may not happen?
Downstream, the Navajo are now counting on clean water to irrigate their crops and become a self-sustaining nation during a pandemic. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.